Sunday, January 29th, sees the fourth edition of the International Day of Intercession for Peace in the Holy Land. Prayers will be raised from 2,500 cities across the world for an end to conflict and discord in the land of our Lord's birth, death, and resurrection. The prayer initiative was born from the desire of some Catholic youth associations in communion with the Latin Patriarch of Jerusalem and the Holy Land, and will involve many young people in moments of Eucharistic adoration in churches of the five continents. Father Pier Battista Pizzabella is the custodian of the Holy Land. He says that what we as Christians could and should do is refer all of our aims for peace to God.
This meeting, the fourth meeting for the fourth year for the international prayer for the peace and the reconciliation that starts here in Jerusalem and spreading all over the world is a very important day. The first thing that we as Christians could do and should do is to refer all the dreams and the aims for peace to Jesus, to God. Peace means relations, good relations, harmonious relations among us, and our relations should start first and foremost from the relation with God. And so the prayer is what allows us to organize these relations with the main relation. And also these days is dedicated mainly for the youth, prayers of the youth, which is also important. The youth have the responsibility of the next generation to build the mentality and the culture of peace. And so the youth here in Holy Land, all over the world, that meets and pray for the peace from Jerusalem and for Jerusalem and Holy Land, create also mentality and culture of peace among them, I think is a very important moment. And we have to thank the Providence and all those that organize this event for youth and for the peace and sake of peace here in Holy Land.